KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And that's why we worship God, because of who He is. Amen. Not only for what He has done, doing, and what He is going to do, because He is God.
Yes.
And He is God all by Himself. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that we have made.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this day. Now all of us confess we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. We repent of all our sins,
Lord.
And we pray you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us now, God, to hear this word on today. Help us to leave here better than we came. And then, God, we simply say thank you for the cross of Calvary. Hide thine servant behind thine cross by his power. Preach to us throughs and falls that you may get to glory. All the honor and praise. And when it's all said and done, we promise to give you glory. God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We certainly give honor to God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Certainly thank God for Lady Thomas, our children. This church called House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana.
Amen.
Amen. Let me drop this here on the radio before we start our message.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. This Friday, September 19th, at the 6 p.m. hour, we will have none other than Sister Nikita Bale.
Yes.
Amen. From Pilgrim Baptist Church, Reverend Tom Hamilton, her pastor.
Yes, Lord.
We will have our first fall revival.
Women's revival. Yes, Lord.
Amen. That women may rekindle the fire and come together and be revived in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. September 19th at the 6 p.m. hour.
Amen.
Love to see your face in the place. House of Praise, Full Gospel, Missionary Baptist Church, 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Again, there is a word from the Lord. We're not going to be long. We're going out and support one of our former pastors today.
Yes.
Pastor Eugene Stevenson at his first church, I think it's New Jerusalem, on 708 University at the 2:30 hour on today. So we're not going to be long. We're going to get out the way and make way for that.
Amen.
But there is a word from the Lord. I have to do my assignment as the pastor. Amen. Of this church. The book of Ephesians. Ephesians, the second chapter. Chapter 2. Amen. If we're not going to turn in our Bible, write it down so we can come back forward, because we're going on. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Those that's able to stand, let us stand for the reading, reverence, and respect of God's holy word. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through verse 18. The Bible reads in our hearing, "For he is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the intimacy, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, but to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the infant thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Last verse. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Amen. In that verse in that second chapter of Ephesians, the scriptures say, for he is our peace. I want to talk about Jesus provides peace.
Yes, he does.
And a lot of people like a subtitle, I ought to drop a subtitle and pick it back up off it. I would say, accept that peace.
Yeah, Lord.
Accept that peace. Amen. Life, my beloved brothers and sisters, is a beautiful gift that was given to us by God.
Come on, Bishop.
God is the sustainer and the keeper of life.
That's true.
And if we tap into God and all he has for us this morning, our lives can be so much better as we journey through. Am I right there?
Come on.
The reason why we can't resolve certain issues anymore, Lady Thomas,
come on, Bishop,
without violence is because our love for God and respect for one another has simply waxed cold.
Yeah, Lord.
But if we want to have true peace,
come on,
say true peace.
True peace.
True peace true comes peace. From Jesus.
Yeah.
In this text, we are in the book of Ephesians. And the Apostle Paul is the writer. And the message and purpose of Paul writing to this Ephesian church was to let the Jewish and Gentile believers know that they were simply one in Christ. And Paul told them, since you are one in Christ, good God Almighty,
all right,
this oneness was to be demonstrated by their love for one for another.
Uh-huh.
And if we want peace in 2025, can I help us?
Come on.
It can only be found in Jesus.
That's right.
Look at the text, if you will. Look at the text, if you will. First of all, in Ephesians, the second chapter, and that 14th verse, the Bible said, for he is our peace. Isn't that what the Bible said?
That's it.
And then look at that word. Now that word peace in the Greek means eurene. Come on, say eurene.
Eurene.
Eurene in the Greek means peace. And the only way. Now, what that means in the Greek, can I go a little further? A little deeper?
Come on.
What that suggests or means in the Greek house of praise, radio land. Eurene means peace in the Greek, which is our English word for peace. But the only way we can find peace is not within our pleasures of this world.
Come on.
But the only way we can find true peace is if things are going on that's out of place. If we are in a turmoil, we will still have that peace, eurene, but that peace will be found in Jesus.
All right.
It will not disturb us or move us,
all right,
but we will have peace and show up peace in Jesus. Look at the text, look at the text. I'm not making it up. Look at the text. For he is our peace.
Yes, he is.
Who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. I could deal with that a little while if I was in a conference. But since I'm in a congregational setting, I'm not going to deal with that. But I'm going to touch it and I'm going to go.
Come on.
If America want to get her peace back,
all right,
then America going to have to understand the peace that we're looking for, or the peace that we're going to have, is only found in Jesus.
That's it.
It's not found in a politician. It's not found in no political arena, but it's only found in Jesus. But look at what the text says. Look what the text says. Now, this passage emphasizes the centrality of Jesus Christ in bringing Gentiles and Jews together. I'm in the text. For he is our peace. We dealt with that. Who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. So not only with one another, Lady Thomas,
come on,
but we're going to have to learn how also to have peace with God.
Yeah,
how are we going to have peace with God, preacher? I'm so glad you asked. Christ Jesus is both our peace. Here it is, and our peacemaker. You got it?
Yeah.
His reconciling death on the cross has made the two Jews and Gentile into one. The old Baptist preacher said it this way: Jesus took God's hand and my hand and your hand.
All right, come on, tell the story.
And put us together. He reconciled us. He redeemed us back to God from our fallen state that we were in.
Come on.
And so Gentiles do not become Jews, but the two groups become one at a deeper level than ethnicity. Good God Almighty.
Come on. Come on.
Forming Christ's church. The problem we have of the world and the world, Lady Thomas, we know we have inequality and injustice, but we're fighting too hard to bring that about instead of bringing everybody together under one umbrella, and that is in Christ. Because all of us that come together in Christ, we are all somebody. Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
It is no separation or division. Why? Because God has torn down the middle wall of partition. Here it is. And removed the hatred forever. So we have a lot of hatred within the world.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And it was Jesus' task to come down through 42 generations. Through 39 prophets. And give up his body. And he shed blood to old Roman rugged cross. For my sin and your sin.
Come on, Bishop.
That I was sinned through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his shed blood on the cross would forgive us of our sins.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
Come on.
He did not come and give up his body and his blood to a cross for it to still be hatred. He tore down that middle wall of partition that separated us from God. And so if we want to get in God,
come on,
it's one way we have to go now. We have to go through Jesus.
That's it.
Are y'all with me here?
That's it.
Look at the text, look at the text, look at the text. I'm still in 14. And here it is. By the wall Paul had in mind, the area, the Jerusalem temple that separated the court of the Gentile from the temple.
Yeah.
In other words, back in biblical antiquity, in biblical, that means a big word, antiquity, in biblical time and era,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
When the Jews went into the temple, they had a middle wall between them. But the Jews worship God together. Can I teach a little bit?
Go on and do it.
The Gentiles worship God in one area, and a wall was up between them and the Jews, separating them from the Jews and the Gentiles. And I have to be honest, because this is an encouraging message.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about Jesus provides peace. And if we want that peace as a church, the body of Christ,
yeah,
the universal church, we're going to have to accept the peace and the way God made it and gave us the peace,
yeah,
by finally tearing down the wall of partition that separated us in biblical time and era, where one group worshiped God between them and a wall,
come on,
and the other group worshiped God between them and a wall. But God said, now you have equal access to me,
yes,
because of what my son Jesus did on the cross. Are y'all with me?
Come on, Bishop.
And so all this hatred going on in the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Other countries, yes, they have their problems.
Mm-hmm.
China and Russia have their problems. Yes, Jerusalem and even Israel, God's chosen people, have their problems. I'm in the message. I'm not out the message.
Come on.
But if the United States of America going to get any better,
come on,
we're going to have to fall down on our knees and repent.
Come on, Bishop. Yeah.
Because we are divided.
Yeah.
We are not together like Paul is talking about in his Ephesians, the second chapter and the 14th verse.
All right.
Since God has tore down the wall of partition between us, it should not be in the separation.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
But one thing about those other countries, when they come together to push an agenda forward, they know how to work together to get that goal accomplished and put their differences aside. And that's what we're going to have to do as churches, preachers, and pastors, yes,
come on, Bishop,
and politicians.
All right.
We're going to have to learn how to put our differences aside and come together for the common goal, to work together for all mankind, the people.
All right.
Because, yes, we are divided. And we are divided. It's a shame before God, big time. So let us walk in that what Jesus has already done.
Yeah.
Let us come together. I'm somebody and you somebody in the Lord.
All right.
There's no more wall of separation or partition, but we can go to him freely, to the throne of grace and mercy. But we have to go to him, amen, by way of Jesus. Are y'all with me?
All right.
I'm not through with that wall of petition. I'm still in 14. You got a little time?
Go ahead, Bishop.
Amen, that I can teach a little while. And so, the temple. The temple was constructed on an elevated platform.
Mm-hmm.
Around it was the court of priests. East of this was the court of Israel. Far east was the court of women. These three courts were all on the same elevation as the temple. From here, Lady Thomas,
all right,
a walled platform was 5 steps away. 14 steps away was another wall, which was the outer court of the Gentiles. There was an inscription on this wall,
mm-hmm,
warning Gentiles of their ensuing death if they entered the enclosure around the temple.
Mm.
Good God Almighty.
All right.
But this good news, you ought to shout here.
All right.
In Christ, enclosed around the temple, that the dividing wall was broken down. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. This vanquishing the specific commandments that separated Jews from Gentiles. Mm-hmm. The burden of the commandment was taken away. That is, I just told us, at the cross in our Lord's crucified body. The goal was merely to reconcile two groups, but to reconcile them unto God. Mm-hmm. Now, the one body, as we know it, should be and is the church. Am I right there?
Come on, Bishop.
The new humanity, the place of peace at the cross. Everything. That caused intimacy was destroyed. Now, you ought to be glad that the Lord tore down the wall of partition between us, the Jews and groups and sectors and ethnicity of people. Mm-hmm. So if, and yes, he has, because I just read it to you in your hearing, it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
He have done this. Why in the world is the 21st century church saying, us black church, us white church. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. We know we have different ethnicities.
Yeah.
And we have different genres and groups that worship God in a different way. But the universal church is only one church.
One.
It's only one body.
One Lord.
It's only one Lord.
One Spirit.
It's only one Spirit.
And one
baptism.
All right.
Am I right about it? And so, that's the problem. If we're going to have peace that Jesus provided,
all right,
then we're going to have to learn how to accept that peace,
all right,
that he provided. Mm-hmm. Am I right there?
Come on.
Now, look at 15. I'm not going to be long. I'm almost done. Having a body in his flesh, that enmity, that word enmity, that means enemy of God.
Come on.
Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances for to make in himself of twain, there's two, one new man, so making peace.
Yes, Lord.
What is that saying? He abolished in the flesh the enemy, that was the law of the commandment, the Ten Commandments. We cannot keep the law. And it contained in the honor for to make in himself twain.
Yes, Lord.
That the two different groups make it into one. The new man, so making peace.
Yeah.
That's to bring us together as one in God through Christ Jesus. So let us quit operating church, good God Almighty, in a divisive, division way of separating. But if we're going to be a true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus provides us peace, and we're going to have to learn how to accept that peace that he's already provided.
Come on, Bishop.
And that he might reconcile both unto God, that is again, in one body by the cross.
Come on.
Having slain that word again, the enmity thereby. And so, what is he saying in 16? Jesus Christ, here it is. I know we have favorite preachers and pastors. Yes. I know we have our favorite orators, our speakers, our singers, our preachers of the word. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do it, nor did your favorite pastor do it. Mm-hmm. But it said that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross.
Yeah.
Jesus reconciled humanity, mankind, the Jews and the Gentiles together,
come on,
back to God, by giving up his body to the cross.
All right.
And he slain the enmity, thereby the enemy that separated us, the prejudiceness that held us captive.
Come on.
That thought one group was more better than another group.
Come on, just like today. Come on.
Just like today, we need to cut that out in our churches.
Uh-huh.
We need to learn how to come together as one body.
One.
I'm not all of that, and you not all of that either.
Talk, Bishop.
None of us a bag of chips and all of that. We are smelling ourselves in the 21st century church.
Uh-huh.
And we need to cut that out because Jesus has already tore down that wall of hatred, that wall of separating us, that wall of partition. And so we need to walk in the work that Jesus has already done. But the Bible says, and came and preached peace to you.
All right.
Which were far off, and to them they were nigh. Look at the text. The Gentile, Lady Thomas.
Come on.
We were afar off. Right?
Uh-huh.
Why were we afar off? Can I help us?
Come on.
Because even though God tore down the wall of partition by Jesus giving up his body and shed blood to the cross, right?
Uh-huh.
For the remission of our sin. The Gentile, we were not the chosen ones, but the Jews were. So the Gentile were afar off, and the Jews, they were nigh, but they were near. And the Gentile were for, at that word nigh, the Gentile were far off. Are y'all with me?
Come on.
The Jews were nigh, but both were reconciled to God in Christ.
Come on, Bishop.
Even though the Gentiles, we were not the chosen of God, but the Jews were, Israel was.
Come on.
They were nigh, close to God, but we were afar off. But because of his grace and his mercy, look at God in the text. God reconciled both of us in Christ Jesus. That's good news.
All right.
Then in 18, and I'm closing. For through him, we both, here it is. Are y'all with me?
Come on.
Through him, Jesus Christ, yes, we both have access by one Spirit,
yes, Lord,
unto the Father.
You've been listening to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, 318-730-9788. And tune in next time for the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatoo. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
When you have Psalm number 32, Psalms 32, so I have the word, ready to receive it. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord,